Okay, we're ready.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, 6 o'clock. And I'd like to call to order the December 14th, 2022 meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board and confirm that a quorum is present. I mean, everybody's here. Gary Townsend's here, Cherie Darboe is here, Guy Green, Seth Norton, Ralph French, me, Ronnie Foster, Colin Kimball, and Shane Boosie. Everybody's here. Anybody that's not here, say hi. No, that's so good. Marty's here. Brian's here. We're all here. Oh, and this is Kara, everybody.
Hi.
She is taking over for Flora, correct?
Yes.
All right, give her our permanent.
Yes.
Permanent. And Nina's here. There's Nina. Nina, that's Kara. She's there.
Hi.
And Kara, this is my wife, Trina.
Hello.
Hi.
So, these two are here every meeting, you know, and they'll throw in some stuff whether, you know, we want to hear it or not. So, we're all right.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. We have any requests to speak? Are y'all going to speak or just nothing? Or well, you'll think of something, I'm sure.
I might now.
Okay. Well, in case you think of something, we'll keep that in mind. All right. Has everybody had a chance to read the meeting minutes?
Do. I make a motion to accept the regret.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I was just about to say that. All right. The minutes have been approved. All right, we'll move on to the regular agenda items. First thing we're going to discuss the recap of the Veterans Day event. I don't have a lot to say about it. I think it went great. I think it was one of the best ones that we've ever had. And I've been to them all. So, Colin, what do you have to say about it?
I will either volunteer to be the air boss again next year or a person because I think we've got a pattern. We've got a success.
Yeah, the only glitch was right before we started, Colin told me, he said, now make sure you introduce the rudderless horse.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sitting there going,
yeah, but we got it in. We finally got it in when he was halfway down the street.
I like it. Maybe you should explain what that means to people, because I'm not sure a lot of them know what it means.
Well, I'm not sure that I know what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, we are at
with the boots going back.
Yeah,
We had a program. We've had it in the program in the past, so that's something we should consider.
Yeah,
right.
It's just short,
but briefing the MC on just a few comments about.
Yeah.
I think the rider of this horse is one of those things that a lot of people may have an idea, a general idea of what it is, but there's also probably a true definition that is probably a little more.
Well, I figured everybody sort of knew what it was all about, and I thought about explaining it, but I go, you know, as much as I know about it, I'm going to screw something up. I'll just leave it alone.
Mr. Chairman, I put this up because we're supposed to have, if we don't discuss things on the agenda, that's what I put on there in case it was anything we needed to recap or discuss, so we may move on quickly or not.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything to say about the Veterans Day event?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
All right. Well,
yeah, it was a good one.
It was a good one. Really good.
Yeah, it was cool.
And the shaving as
well. Marty, anything?
We did have some, you didn't know it, but we had some technical difficulties with the music. But we got a new soundboard that we're going to use, a little smaller, more condensed, and we think it's going to be a little more better for next year.
Yeah, there was a problem with the speaker's microphone there first, and then they got a new one and put it in, and everything was great.
Yep.
So, okay, we'll move on to the next thing.
Yep.
All right. Time capsule. Skip one. All right. The Daughters of the American Revolution. All right. What they would like to do, has everybody got the sheet? Okay. They have a historical marker that they want to place somewhere. And down here it says they would either want to do it at the Veterans Memorial Park or downtown on the square. I think the park would be a perfect perfect place for it.
I agree.
And I think it's really classy, it really looks great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had, when we first were talking about the rules to the park, that there would be no commercialization whatsoever, you know, and anything that was added that we really had to talk about and make sure it fit. So I think this fits very well.
I make a motion we approve it.
It's not up for a vote right now. This was just a discussion. I
don't know
what the board's idea was. And I don't know if it would actually need a formal vote, but I'll check that out.
Okay. Just tell them that, we're good with it,
Where are we thinking on the lot of the whole memorial area? Where are we thinking down there?
I don't know. We'd have to just go out there and decide where would be the best place for it. Either on the Wall of Honor side or on the west side, you know, where the time capsule is going to be, and one of those race sections there.
That would probably be the better of a place to put it.
If there are, you know, a lot of places we could put it out there. And,
might find out where they would like to put it, too.
Okay.
See if they have a good idea.
Okay. All right.
And so, it looks like there will be no street vertical. All the posts will cap out to the project.
Yeah, it won't be at an angle like the picture, I'm not sure why.
The only comment that I have, and it's not our place to talk about the county, but I don't know if it's this chapter or the other DAR chapter, but there's a series of markers that they've placed over at the courthouse.
Yeah,
where,
that's the one up in
where the Constitution.
Yeah.
Is.
Right.
I think that would also be a suitable location for them. But that's way out. That's not our.
Yeah. No, I would like to see it at the memorial.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a nice addition.
Yeah. I agree.
You know? And so anyway, just I guess you'll be talking to the lady, Brian.
Yeah, it's interesting enough. This Bernadette Cinconi, I've known, that's how I know how to say her name. Is that her husband used to be our IT director here at the City of McKinney.
Yeah.
And he always said how to say his name was Chin Ice Cream Cone Nate. Chin Cone. So I don't know how to pronounce that last name, because if not, I'll just look at it and go, I don't know. So she reached out to our director, and that's what this email was. And right before our meeting, because we had a meeting on the 9th, that's why I kind of brought it up and wanted to add it to the agenda, because I only had it for 2 hours and 28 minutes.
We think it's a good idea.
Okay. I'll figure out what the next steps are, and I'll also figure out if this needs a formal vote by the board to accept it for the.
I think we probably need to vote to approve it, since it's going to be added to the memorial itself, and I think everybody should approve that.
Yeah, we can do that for.
I don't want to set a precedent where let's skip the board. I just stick it out there. And have the board approve anything that's going to happen out there.
I'll get that on the next agenda for
okay.
a vote, and also get any more relevant information that they may have.
I was going to say, will they come and make a presentation to us?
We can have that. And I remember when you and I were looking at it, I noticed at the bottom of the image they had, it said presented by New York State. So it looks as if this is a canned plaque, and they at the bottom changes forever. Whatever,
I hope so.
Daughters of the American Revolution chapter that presents it.
Okay.
We also have to figure out who's going to pay to get those dollars.
I think that'll all be done, but that's certainly something we need to confirm before we move forward.
But isn't there something in here that said that they didn't get all their funds that they needed for? If that's where I was reading stuff.
Yeah, she says she's almost got them all, so I'm sure they'll be over the top by the time they finish this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, I don't know about y'all, but I'm tapped out on getting out and trying to raise money. we still do that for the golf tournament every year. And so, okay, anything else on that?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got the time capsule.
It's on there because although we have the date and the time, we don't have much of a direction or anything else you may want. You know, we'll have a hold of. Do you want
Yeah, we're going to need a podium and a microphone, because I think there's going to be some of the TV stations out there. At least I've had a lot of inquiries from the newspapers and TV stations as to when and where and all that. And,
chairs? Chairs set up?
Chairs?
No, it's
not going to be very long.
Okay.
No. I figure I'll just get up there and say a few things, say what it is, what we're doing, and really briefly. I'm not going to preach a sermon or nothing like that, you know, like Ron. Okay, our chaplain. Excuse me, chaplain, just say the prayer, buddy.
That's my story. Who's got a lot of time capsule?
His guys, right?
Yeah, we've got it. What? Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
We thought through it, I lowered the ground beside the okay.
Now, it's heavy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And it has handles on the side. So I suggest
they put some rope.
They put chains. They get to hook a chain on each of the side and lower it down in and leave the chains there.
We got some rope that we're going to have, some biodegradable string rope that we have. I was talking to Bodhi about it today.
Yeah.
And so he's got some.
Think about when the people bring it up, they're not going to realize how heavy that stuff is.
Yeah.
Well,
at that point, they can
get
all they want
around it.
They're not going to
They're
going to
have to see
how heavy it is and say, screw it.
So anyway, that's going to happen at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's supposed to be sunny, but pretty chilly. And I think we're going to have a pretty good crowd there. I've had a lot of people tell me they're coming, and I've been encouraging people to bring their children. Because they'll still be around when they dig it back up.
Right.
And that would really be something, I think, to, you know, because they'll be in their 50s or whatever and could say, yeah, I was here when they put it in the ground. I know all my grandkids are going to be there. And as far as the display at the museum, it was a big success. Kristen told me they had a lot of people came in to see it. Did she say anything to you about it?
No, she said there was quite a few people that came in. I didn't look at the register, but,
yeah.
You know, she said a lot of people came in.
Okay, yeah.
To see that and see the museum. Never knew the museum was there, so I thought it looked beautiful. She did a really good job.
She did a great job.
Did you go see it, Brian?
I wasn't able to make it by there, so I saw the picture. I loved the display.
Really great job.
I was wondering where they got the glass cases for her thing. It just happened to fit one they already had. So I'm pretty sure they didn't go have something made for it.
We
have a series of those displays up there.
Yeah, we have places.
Yeah, and we got a lot of press about it. There's a lot of things. I found out the reporter that does the McKinney story, Helen something. Anyway, I emailed her and asked her if she was who we need to contact, and she said, yeah. So I sent her the press release, waited 2 weeks, nothing happened. So I said, well, I'm going to have to go hire this. So I found the owner, and he lives in Frisco. So I contacted the owner and told him, I said, look, over the years, we've had so many press releases out, and you guys never put any of them in there. And he got right back to me. He said, send me that press release and it'll be in there. And so the reporter, she called me the next day and we did an interview over the telephone. And I can't remember, Audrey or something. But anyway, I think they'll be real receptive now. Because every time now I'm going to send out a press release, I'm going to send it to her and to the owner. Make sure.
Is that the one that had the photographs with it and everything? Is that the one that had the photographs with it?
Yeah, now the photographs, Gary took one of them, one that's in And my granddaughter took the other one, the one that had the shadows in it. And I know one of the publications, the one you sent me, they printed the press release word for word, and it said, by somebody I never heard of. And they gave the credit to the picture to the Collin County History Museum. And I go, well, that's my granddaughter. So, but it was funny that the press release was word for word, and it had the byline of somebody else. But
well, at least they got it in there.
Are you going to have a program or something regarding that to hand out that thing? You know, something?
I haven't thought about that. I don't know, I guess it's kind of late to be talking about printing out something, isn't it?
One thing I think would be very relevant is, you know, you got speakers, but then, you know, do you want to list the contents or what? And then you have
to do that. No, I just meant like the day, that day, and then maybe the day of the year you're going to open it.
Yeah, well, I'll pretty much tell everybody what it's there and what it's for. If they listen, fine. If they don't, well, and I figure when I'm talking, I'll mention some of the more important things that are in there, you know, such as Bill Bryant's dog tag. I mean, if you think about it, he had that dog tag on when he was killed. And, you know, that's pretty special to me. Got two Bronze Stars, including one from Seth right there. And one from Bob Wardner, who was captain of a fast swift boat, and he was a commander, I guess was his name. And anyway, he had a Bronze Star with the comeback V on it that he put in there. We got those two pieces of shrapnel, one from Iraq, one from Vietnam. And I can testify one of them is real. And a lot of MPC, a lot of money from some other countries that people sent in.
Got a couple POW bracelets.
Two POW bracelets, one for Sam Johnson, one for Ken Cordier. And Ken gave us one personally. He was a POW, man. He gave it to Colin. He brought it. We put it in. We've got items from Tommy Harris, whose name is on the memorial. He was home on leave from the Navy, and he had a wreck and got killed. And I ended up with his duty bag with all of his personal effects. And so I had his wallet, and his wallet had his livery card, his receipt for his bus ticket from San Diego to the airport, and all of that, you know. So all of that is in there.
Got Russell Steinem's.
Russell Steinem.
Second Lieutenant Ethelette, City War, we got married.
And so as far as things related to the names on the wall, I guess that's it. And we had Nina gave us a musket ball from the Civil War. And so we have things from back Civil War through Afghanistan.
That's great.
And the boat, yeah, the four books are in there. World War One, Korea, Vietnam, and this one, they're all in there. And this one has everybody's name in there, except Shane, he wasn't here yet. So everybody's name is in there. And I wrote a note to and put it in the capsule, it'll be right on top, and it explains, it says, greetings from 2022. And it just explains a little bit of what it is, and the memorial board came up with the idea to do this and all. And so other than that, y'all had the list of all of the items. And there were a few more things that got added after we made the list that didn't have time to really put them on there. But there were small things. So anybody else got anything to add after that about the service on Saturday or anything? You know, I was thinking, I don't know if y'all thought about this, but in the bottom of the hole, maybe put some rocks or some charcoal or something to give the, if there's water seeps in there, I'll give it you know, place where it can drain, you know, and I think charcoal will really soak up a lot of the moisture, is that right?
We are going to put some rocks in there. The charcoal, if it soaks up moisture, it might hold the moisture in its place. It's got to go somewhere still.
Yeah.
So I think if you have the rock to allow it to drain and then go out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Something to do.
Yeah, that's the plan.
But if that thing's heavy, I might have a diamond at the end of it when
you're
on the
Not that
heavy. We'll tell my grandkids to hang around when it's over and check the bottom of the hole.
My kids are really upset that I gave them a chore to do in 40 years.
And when we put the granite on top, we want it facing the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when people are standing up there on the sidewalk, they can read it. You know.
That, I'm not sure when we'll get the granite on there, it's like permanent in a way, because you know, I don't know if we let it compact a little bit.
That was my question. Do we want it to be kind of flush with the ground?
You know,
we didn't want
whatever
it to
you guys decide.
The thought of having it flush to the ground is that if someone's going to mow it, if it's sticking up, they're going to bump into it, hit it.
Okay, well,
so it's more
you
flush.
Guys figure that out. That's all right. And even if we don't get to put that down Saturday, at least have it out there.
Yes.
So everybody can see it.
Yep.
Yeah, and that'll be just fine. You know, if you guys want to take a while and get it just right.
That'll be one thing. Even if we put some dirt on there and set it there, we may pull it off and get it right.
Yeah, we'll get it lined up. And you want it to reach here from the sidewalk, looking at it from the sidewalk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's probably a little bit late, but if we can secure some bentonite. Bentonite's clay. When you're drilling a water well, you'll drill a big diameter borehole, and then you'll put your smaller diameter casing and your screen, and you'll put sand around the screen. But on top of that, put bentonite pellets, which is an expandable clay, put water in it, it swells up. And then you pour the concrete, it keeps the concrete from getting down. So I don't know if we can get some bentonite put on top. By doing that, it would swell up and it would serve as a layer to maybe prevent too much water.
I got you. I got
you.
You
just
made it. Yeah, we did think about putting some sand layers in there too, and then some clay.
It's a layer of silica.
Yeah, we won't cement that, of course.
You can just like hear himself talk, you know. I have no idea what that is.
Well, it's really called mozzarella knife.
All right, well, is there anything else anybody has to add? We're just like we're going to get out here early tonight.
Good, yeah, sure.
Before it snows.
The last thing I put on there was just to talk about the Memorial Day event.
Memorial Day event.
It was an in-depth discussion, just to kind of get it on.
Okay. All I would like to say about that is I would like to see us do it just like we did this last one. The reading of the names, simple ceremony. Keep it simple,
Those
stupid, true. You know?
Yeah.
We'll start that planning grid like we've had in the past and get that up for the next meeting.
Okay.
I was going to suggest maybe we take January off because we normally take December off. So we've got a whole lot of stuff to get done.
Right. Everybody want to do that? Take January off?
Sounds good.
Okay. Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Nah, I think I'm on the Kara, the next meeting will be in February.
Kara, Marty, and I will be here that day, probably till 5 o'clock.
I got one more thing,
sure.
And Seth knows about this too. You talked about the expenses for the porkers and all that stuff. We went on a golf tournament, you know, in May. And we talked to some of the guys that organized the golf tournament and talked to them about maybe taking part of that fund and making that part of what we're going to give.
I'd say aye to
that. There's a support that's also in charge of
it. So we can talk about this offline.
That sounds like GFW.
Just bringing it up.
But I could say that I have Russell Steinem's uniform in my closet.
It doesn't fit, does it?
Yeah. I can't wear insignia and badges and everything, and go to the Department of the Army and get a display copy of a Medal of Honor.
We have a mannequin.
We do.
I just need the
torso.
Just the torso.
We got the whole thing.
Well, we just need the torso, and then I think I can get. We can talk about it, but
yeah,
I can get the county to probably ship in. But that's something that I'd like to put a Medal of Honor in there.
Okay.
And I thought, since I have his uniform, you know.
Okay. Nobody looks at that. Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
I just have one comment for the good of the order. I made a discovery this past week. The last warrior to be killed in Vietnam before they signed the peace accords was a Texan. And he was a young Air Force buck sergeant from Linden, Texas, which is over Cass County, which is over near the Louisiana border. And at any rate, he was killed a matter of 11 hours before they signed the peace accords.
Wow.
Rocket attack at Da Nang. And so the last two to die in Vietnam during the evacuation were two Marines. But this was the last one to die before the peace accord. So I just thought I'd share that. They're going to have a ceremony to honor him in February over in Linden. So. I've done his portrait, so I'm going to lobby the county judge over there to put that in their courthouse. So.
Well, you're not going to get that uniform together in time for this death, are you?
For the what?
You're not going to get that uniform done in time to put it on the torso and bring it back on your mannequin. You won't be able to do that.
No, I mean, that's it. I don't want to mix the complicated. I mean, Russell's not enough. Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
I'll be glad to. Anyway.
All right, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And you.
And,
Need a motion.
Motion. Second. And we're done. Karen, once again, everybody, Karen.